Hey, it's Mark Rohde with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. And Ryan, I know you have a couple offices here in the Chicagoland area, but do you really go meet people at their offices if that's most convenient for them?
Absolutely, Mark. A mortgage is a huge financial commitment, and a lot of the borrowers at thehomeloanexpert.com, they want to sit down and they want to meet with us face-to-face to go over the application. And to be honest, we prefer that way too. If your current mortgage rate is not in the twos, or if you're considering buying a home, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Scorpion CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field under the light Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Cubs were busy today making qualifying offers for 1 year of $17.4 million to both Jake Arrieta and Wade Davis. They'll continue to negotiate with both, but if either one signs with another team, the Cubs would get draft compensation picks. The Cubs also today claimed right-handed pitcher Corey Mazzoni off waivers from San Diego, and they assigned outfielder Leonis Martin to their AAA farm club at Iowa. Basketball, the Bulls play at Toronto tomorrow. It will be the season debut of Bobby Portis, who has now served his 8-game suspension. Here's Fred Hoiberg.
We'll see how the game dictates, but we do plan on Bobby being the backup for tomorrow. Just kind of play it, see how the flow of the game is going. Whether we can slide him down, to the five and play he and Lowry together for a stretch. A lot of that will be determined, by what lineups they have on the floor.
Football news, Bears tight end Zach Miller, he's out of the hospital in New Orleans. He will continue to rehab here in Chicago. Meanwhile, Josh Gordon, the Cleveland Browns wide receiver, said he used drugs or alcohol before every NFL game he played. He told that in an interview to GQ magazine, and we'll have the Detroit-Green Bay game tonight here on The Score, the broadcast starting at 6:45. And in hockey, Corey Crawford is the NHL's number one star for the week after posting back-to-back shutouts. Bear Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at rosengenesis.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. When searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Touchdown Bears.
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, coach. Hey, coach. How are you?
Hey, how we doing?
Doing great.
Doing
great. Thank you.
Got Dal Logan's here for you, Coach.
What's up, Coach? How you doing?
What's up, Dal?
I'm going through my press conference now. Good luck with these guys. It's a tough group.
Thanks, Mike. We'll see you Sunday.
See you Sunday, Mike.
See you Sunday. See you Sunday. See you Sunday, Mike.
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Rich Campbell is on Twitter at @Rich_Campbell, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So it's not really a week off because coverage of the Bears never stops, even when the Bears are not playing, but it has been a time for those like Rich who cover the Bears full-time to assess where they are, what they're going. We had an interesting debate earlier today, Rich, with Zach Zaidman about the difference between the push for second half relevance and how that coincides or not with a push to make Mitch Trubisky the best possible quarterback he can be as soon as possible.
Yeah, and this is maybe storyline 1A for the final eight games, and that is how much, you know, do you prioritize winning if that is indeed mutually exclusive to letting Trubisky get back and throw it 40 times a game just to help him build the experience. And you know, we know what this coaching staff is going to do when presented with this, and they're going to do whatever it takes to win games, and that's their prerogative because they're coming out with the game plan here. And I know that people who disagree with that should, you know, will chime in and wonder why Ryan Pace doesn't demand that they handle Mitch a certain way. And that's something that the staff is going to have to sort out. And we've heard various coaches throughout the first half of the season talk about the importance of developing a winner at quarterback versus developing Mitch as a passer. I get the value in developing him as a winner. Let's see with some repaired and new parts to the receiving core whether those are absolutely mutually exclusive.
What else is assessed this week? Is it Dontrell Inman? Is it Tariq Cohen and how to deploy him going forward after a first eight games where it seemed like the last three games or so people were kind of catching on to what they do? What else do you think was being overhauled at Halas Hall?
Yeah, I think those two points that you mentioned are really critical parts of the passing game that we can keep an eye on as the Bears come out of the gate here next week against the Packers. And Marcus Wheaton attended practice today. That's a positive sign as he works back from the groin injury. So maybe he can start to get some momentum, although when he was playing for that very short stretch there, starting with the Steelers game on through the Vikings game, he didn't make much of an impact. So that remains a question mark. I think there is a ceiling on this group of receivers. I don't think there's really a question about that. And what I sort of latched onto in the final game before the bye week, that Saints game, was that the Bears were able to use that bunch formation a little bit. They were able to use rub routes a little bit, pre-snap motion a little bit more. I'm really eager to see if they get to that quite a bit in the second half of the season. And that's a valid question why we weren't seeing it more. But even in just talking to wide receivers coach Zach Azani Wednesday of last week, the one chance we get during the season to talk to these assistants, he talked about the encouragement and the positivity from some of those elements being incorporated into that Saints game plan, and you saw a couple of better, more explosive plays down the field. They're just too infrequent right now, and obviously, you know, with Mitch Trubisky sitting at about 47% accuracy, you know, there's a lot that has to improve across the board.
When Deontay Thompson, the wide receiver, was a Bear, this year he played five games. He had 11 receptions in his 18 targets for 125 yards and a touchdown with a long of 20. The Bears released him. He was picked up by the Buffalo Bills. In three games with the Bills, he's got 12 catches in 15 targets, 193 yards, averaging 16.1, a long of 44, and a touchdown. What does that
run, Deontay? Run.
What does that mean? Is there
we got
any,
two routes for you, Deontay?
Still, but is there any significance there when the Bears are scrambling and scrounging with Trey McBride and Tanner Gentry? Why did they get rid of Deontay Thompson? And isn't Deontay Thompson better than at least somebody they currently have active?
This is a really interesting case because I think those are all valid questions in light of Thompson's production. But can't we all sit here and agree that we're surprised that he's doing this? It's not like we didn't see Thompson get his opportunity. He got his opportunity last year on through the Titans game. Remember what a debacle that was with all the drops last year on through this year? It's not like he didn't get a chance. And for whatever reason, I haven't watched those Bills games, but he's obviously producing more there. And it's a valid question because part of it is acquiring the talent. But then another part of it is making sure you get the most out of it, that you put players in positions to be successful. And for me, That's the question, that if Thompson is producing in another situation, then what about this situation in the way he was deployed, the hamstrung his production? The one thing that gets me are the drops, because Thompson was one of these culprits when we talked about drops. Everybody saw it. You know, this is not something that's you know, a big revelation. So you understood when the Bears moved on from him that it was just time to look at somebody else. I didn't have any problem with that. It didn't strike me as odd or off the rails at that time. I'm way more shocked at the production. Good for him. I mean, it'll be interesting to talk to Dow Loggins on Wednesday about Thompson's production. I think it's a fair question for him for sure.
Who do you think is the prize pupil of the development by one Vic Fangio? I mean, we know there's a lot of guys who break down with their unit coaches and be in the classrooms with different guys. But if you can point to one or two guys over the last couple of years, maybe this year, and say, this is the guy that has benefited the most on the defensive side of the football because of his presence.
Yeah, you'd like it for it to be Leonard Floyd, because that's Vic's specialty at the outside linebacker spot. I'm not exactly sure that Floyd has quite taken off with the upward momentum as, say, a guy like Akeem Hicks, who obviously has found a really good fit schematically here, and also his personality, I think, fits in that group really well. He's out front of that group, especially when he's playing well, and he's on pace for 14 sacks. I mean, as an interior lineman, those are great numbers. I mean, that'll get him in the Pro Bowl every time. So I think Hicks is a really good candidate there. I think Floyd, we need to see more from. As I just kind of think about this out loud, you know, Mitch Unrein is playing as well as he's ever played, and this coaching staff, Fangio not included, but Jay Rogers, the defensive line coach, had him in Denver when he was there, and he attested to that as well. That there's something to be said for this scheme. You know, Danny Trevathan won a Super Bowl elsewhere, so I wouldn't necessarily point to that. Hicks is the guy that stands out to me, and I think Eddie Goldman is having a fantastic season as a really reliable, disciplined, super strong guy in the interior that is making more tackles than he's getting credit for in the stat sheet. And really, when you think about this defense as a strength overall, it has started from the interior up front. Hicks and Goldman as that pairing, if they stay healthy the rest of the way, I think that the defense is always going to be competitive. So those would be my two choices.
Sometimes it takes a scare to force you to learn something about somebody you otherwise wouldn't. And I didn't know how beloved Zach Miller was on the Bears and even outside the Bears. And it took something like this to see the response from his teammates and from opponents. I guess all of the tight ends from the Saints all went over to visit him as well. And like we've known on this show with the interactions we've had with Zach as a regular contributor on this show for a couple of years now, just what a terrific guy he is and how open and honest he is. But especially going into the bye week, what do you think has been the significance of that injury, the reconciliation with NFL mortality and maybe actual mortality, and what it has done within the building?
Well, one thing that I thought about last week a little bit was that the fact that it happened right before the bye week allowed for this type of acknowledgement and appreciation for him before immediately turning the page to next man up and Adam Shaheen and Daniel Brown, or what are those guys going to do? The fact that there was a lull in the schedule fit that really well, and those of us who have been around the team for Miller's tenure here appreciated it right away. And just speaking personally, I had a pit in my stomach when he was down there, because you saw the injury, you understood that was the last time he'll ever play pro football, and there was a sadness because Miller operates with a genuine generosity of spirit, just in the way he goes about interacting with others, that is something you can appreciate regardless of whether it's in the context of football or whatever. And you guys have obviously experienced it yourself. And I'm with you. This injury, it reached a level of seriousness that is rare. For as brutal as the sport is, you don't always get this very high level of injury. I think, you think head and neck, and this is about as serious as it gets besides head and neck. So they come around very infrequently, and I think it did kind of come together, the seriousness of Miller's injury, the fact that he has affected so many people in a positive way, the fact that his story of perseverance through all the other injuries he's had in his career not only was admirable in its own right, but also highlighted this sense of mortality that you're talking about, and that is Zach's body finally gave out on him after a tremendous beating it has taken. And the bye week allowed us to sort of, acknowledge that and everything that goes into it. And it's just, it leaves me sort of somber about the whole sport, just how brutal it is, the toll it takes on these guys. It is not to be taken lightly.
The Tribune's Rich Campbell joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. What's going on with Danny Trevathan? Is everything okay?
I think he's injured. I think he's got a lower body injury, and we'll have to see what that is on Wednesday. It was interesting that he was not at the two practices last week. He was not at today's practice, and he did finish the Saints game. So if he's hurt, he can't go. Obviously, the Bears have had to tap into that inside linebacker depth already when he was suspended and then other injuries at that position. But they don't want to be without him for an extended period because he just got to the point where – he's playing well, starting to make those big plays, contribute to turnovers. That was an element of his game that had been missing throughout his entire first season, and he just started to spark that part of it. So they don't want to be without him for long. We'll know more on Wednesday.
Are they working out kickers?
Not as far as I know they had. I think there was a big tryout today at Hallis Hall. I have not seen the names on that. I get your point here. Connor Barr, 3 of 7 from beyond 40 yards.
That's enough already.
Bernsey's had enough of him.
Well, what? I mean, come on. Make the damn kick.
Didn't he have a hip thing in Tampa Bay? Is this a reoccurring injury? Because I know he was like Tampa's most accurate kicker, and then they had to let him go because there was a lower body injury. I think it was a hip on his kicking leg.
Yeah, I don't think he's hurt. I think he's just mishit a few balls, and whether it's a slump, like a batter goes through or whatever, I mean, Barth will be the first one to tell you he's got to make kicks. And go back to two seasons ago, Jeff Rogers, the special teams coordinator, said, look, the bugaboo with Barth is 40 and beyond, that they like his accuracy from inside 40, and that's held up all year. So they've been in situations where it's really cost them, and they're not quite to the point where they're playing these games for playoff positioning. But when they get that point, you need your kicker to make these kicks, and it just hasn't been consistent for them.
Yeah, if you're going to play John Fox football, you can't have a bad kicker. I mean, maybe I'm just looking at this the wrong way, if you're going to play close games,
somebody has to be your Matt Prater.
It's got to be a weapon.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can find a weapon out there on the street somewhere, but he can't suck.
Well, that's why they claimed Roberto Aguayo.
Ah!
You can't say those words on this show.
No, don't say that.
I hear you, and obviously that was an expensive audition that didn't work out for the Bears, but it showed you that they weren't satisfied. If they were 100% convinced, they wouldn't have made that move, and they did. And it just tells you about their thinking a little bit. And the only guy who really can turn that around at this point is Barth. You just got to make the next kick and make the next one after that.
All right, go enjoy the rest of your night, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Packers Lions should be a good one.
That's Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune, who joins us on Bears Mondays, even though this is not really a Bears Monday.
I mean, isn't every day a Bears kind of day? You just put a different day on it.
This segment was brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is hiring with flexible and predictable schedule options to enjoy while earning competitive pay. Apply today at Amazon.com/ChicagoJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. If you're joining us about an hour and 20 minutes ago, baseball's free agency period began, so we've been tracking some of that stuff. Qualifying offers were indeed extended to both Wade Davis and Jake Arrieta, so should they sign elsewhere, the new rule is the Cubs would receive the signing team's highest unprotected pick as compensation. But when we come back,
okay,
stuff between Deion Sanders and Tony Romo, ooh.
I think that I'm looking forward to seeing how people respond to this, because I don't think it's as easy, no matter how you feel about either one of these guys, to fall too hard on one side or the other.
I tend to agree, because I don't think it's that big a deal, and maybe they're...
But it's also the shield, though, and you don't normally hear guys commenting on other guys' careers in this manner. So we'll do that next. Dan Bernstein, Jason Goff, you're listening to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that far.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. It had been 40 years since an American woman, Mickey Gorman, had won the New York City Marathon. That changed yesterday morning when 16-time U.S. national champion and 10,000-meter Olympic silver medalist Shalane Flanagan stormed triumphantly across the Central Park finish line in 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 53 seconds. Finishing 26.2 miles is a physical grind, but maybe even more so a mental one, especially when you're competing against women's only marathon world record holder Mary Keitany, who had won the previous 3 New York City Marathons. But Flanagan found an inner motivation by preparing like this would be her swan song. Prior to the race, she said, quote, "I'm mentally acting like as if this is my last. I like to put that kind of pressure on myself." Well, it worked. And as she turned the corner all alone off Central Park South, her motion became ours, her victory became collective, and Shalane Flanagan became a New York City Marathon icon. I'm Tiki Barber.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead, you deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11, limit one.
See terms and conditions.
If you're looking to secure a reverse mortgage, then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Reverse Mortgage Experts. Meet Dan, a salesman living in Palatine. He called Team Hochberg for information about a reverse mortgage for his 90-year-old mother, Dolores, who lives alone in a $700,000 home in Arizona. After a few minor accidents, Dan became concerned for his mother's safety, so he called David and the Team Hochberg Reverse Mortgage Experts because they were the only lenders he trusted. David answered Dan's questions, and a Team Hochberg reverse mortgage expert helped Dolores secure a reverse mortgage to fund the necessary expert in-home care to ensure Dolores' safety, which put Dan's mind at ease. If you'd like more information about how a Team Hochberg reverse mortgage can pay for in-home care for you or a loved one, call David and Team Hochberg now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David and the Team Hochberg Reverse Mortgage Experts help Dolores and Dan as well as thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help you if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS.
Did you know 90% of homes are under-insulated? If you can see the joists in your attic, it's time to start insulating. Get to the Home Depot, where you can save on winter heating costs by saving on new insulation. Whether you need fiberglass, cellulose, spray foam, or someone to help you understand the difference between any of them, the Home Depot has the insulation to help you get the energy savings you want. Get insulating by getting into the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
VegasCovers.com.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they were breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Conference details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Peters doesn't want to tackle. That's one of the things I'm telling you. He's really good out there at the corner off coverage, but in tackling?
Not his thing.
No, and he makes Deion Sanders look good at tackling sometimes.
Oh! So we talked about this last week. Dan actually brought it up.
I showed you the video.
The video, and said it was an attempt that Deion Sanders would blush at or something to that effect.
Well, it's that Deion actually commented on the video. Deion even said something.
Yeah, like, you got to make a better effort than that.
And then people snap back on him. Business decisions.
Yeah, business decisions.
Deion is making business decisions.
Well, you know what it's like? It's like your boy saying something about you. And like, oh man, you crazy. And then the dude in the same cafeteria at lunchtime in high school, and the guy that you hate the most, like, doesn't even say anything about you, but he glances and looks, are you looking at me? Like, you spaz on that guy, like you've been looking for a reason to talk crazy to somebody or about somebody. It seems like Deion Sanders had been waiting a while for Tony Romo to utter his name. And ladies and gentlemen, this happened.
See, Tony, I tried my best to take the high road, but I don't know the address to the high road, so I got to come at you, man. You 10 years as a starter, you're 2-4 in the playoffs. You ain't won nothing. I tried to bury the hatchet. Both of us worked for CBS. I went and shook your hand and say, Tony, you're doing a great job this year. I thought that would be it. But nevertheless, you keep on shooting at me. Tony, what's going on, man? I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy. Dak says hi. And bye. Tony, leave me alone, man. I got a lot of ammunition, man. How many interceptions? 19 in 2012? Come on, man. You threw to everybody but me. Tony, come on, man. You know you never won the big one. So stop, man. Leave me alone. I tried to take the high road, but I don't know the address.
You know, no matter how you feel about Deion Sanders,
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and he dropped him off at several different points along the way. The interceptions in his last 4 years. You know, the Dak Prescott comment. I mean, there's some.
That was well thought out.
Yeah, and I like. That's the thing.
I tried to take the high roll, but I don't know the address.
Uh-oh, get out. Oh, no. That's the thing. It sounds like you. Oh, I can't. If he ever opened his mouth and come this way with that nonsense, I got his ass lined up. Like, it's the argument. And fellas,
he's been thinking about that for a while. Yeah.
I'm sure there are some men right now who are riding with their ladies and they don't want to look to their right or look to their left right now. But I'm going to say it. You know that there's one conversation in your household that you're like, you know what? I'm going to be prepared for this next one because I've been losing. The last 9, I've lost, and damn it, if she brings this one up, I got this, and this for you. Deion Sanders, it seems as if, I don't know, you know, cowboy golf outing, you don't know where these things happen, where he's like, oh, that's how you feel about me. And he got his opening, and he laid into him. I like Tony Romo now. I mean, I've always liked him. I liked him as a player. I think he's a Hall of Fame borderline player, quarterback-wise. You look at those numbers. Look at those numbers, Dan. Yeah. Six, 7 year run where he was doing some amazing things. But, man, yeah, prime time, he may not have it in terms of breaking things down anymore, but he's still got that smoke for you. He's still got that trash talk. I'm all about it.
I got a gold jacket I didn't buy.
Yeah. See, when you start coming at the, you know, the best, you best not miss, like Omar Little said. It's tough out here. Like, you can't do that and think that nobody's going to hear it, too. That's the thing. Like, when you say something, like, you know these guys don't talk about each other like that. And when they do, it's at a bar or at somebody's house. Like, when's the last time you heard an NFL player go at another NFL player's career? His career, his body of work, whatever it was. Like, if a guy fumbled too much.
That's why it stood out when we were talking to Henry Burris. You remember this? When we were talking to Henry Burris.
Oh, yeah, let's do it after update. Let's do it after update.
Because that's why I was jaw dropped.
I know you're talking about. All right. We'll do it after shoe.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field under the lights Saturday night against Purdue. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon told GQ magazine that he either drank alcohol or used drugs before every college and NFL game he ever played. He called it his game day ritual. He said he started drinking or doing drugs back in the 7th grade and never stopped. And now he's been reinstated by the NFL. Tonight in the NFL, Detroit at Green Bay will have the broadcast beginning at 6:45. Baseball, the Cubs made one-year qualifying offers today to both Jake Arrieta and Wade Davis. They also claimed the right-handed pitcher Corey Mazzoni off waivers from San Diego, and they assigned outfielder Leonis Martin to their AAA farm club. Basketball, Bobby Portis will play at Toronto tomorrow night. His 8-game suspension now over from the Bulls, and he will back up Lauri Markkanen. And in hockey, Corey Crawford is the NHL's number one star for the week after posting back-to-back shutouts. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's 4 stunning Chicagoland locations. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. Visit them now at bolero.com and plan the perfect celebration today. This scoreboard update brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Before you get back to Henry Burris, this text from the 847, would Deion have ever won anything if he didn't leave Atlanta? Think about what you're saying, though. This is a corner who left. He went to Dallas first, won a championship there, if I'm not mistaken, and then went to San Francisco, was the other way around. San Francisco first, and then to Dallas, and brought both. He was like the final piece for both those teams winning a championship again. He won one with Dallas, right? If I'm not mistaken. No, they won their first
was
three.
Was he there with Barry
Switzer? Yeah, you're right. Was he Barry guy? Because they won their three with Jimmy, right? And weren't they running up against?
They won two with Jimmy. He was out.
Jimmy.
San Francisco won the next year with Deion, And then he left and went to
Dallas and won one,
Dallas
right?
and won one with Barry.
All right. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. So this is a corner being the final piece of your team. And then you. They were those three teams were butting heads in the NFC Championship for like 3 years. It was the Green Bay Packers, the 49ers, and the Dallas Cowboys.
I think it was San Fran and Dallas 3 years in a row.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, we talk about he wouldn't have won anything if he hadn't left Atlanta. That dude was a huge, huge part of two franchises winning Super Bowls, man. So I don't know how many corners you could say that about outside maybe Darrell Revis or somebody like that.
Yeah, and for all you kids out there, he also played in 641 major league games. Deion Sanders.
He's one of the greatest athletes of our generation.
I mean, you're talking about career batting average of .263, stole 186 bases. I mean, he was an often exciting player. He led the league in triples in 1992 when he batted .304. He had an OPS of .841 in 1992, which for a slap hitter, for a guy who never hit double-digit home runs, to have an OPS that high with that low a slugging percentage is something to be said. In his final year, he had an OPS of 790.
He had a weird haircut that year, too, where it was all even and not tapered. It was just, it looked like somebody cut a helmet.
It looked like Lego hair.
Yes!
It was Lego hair, right?
Yes. Yeah. And had one of the greatest baseball moments of all time with him and Carlton Fisk.
Days of slavery are over. run the freaking ball out, you piece of bleep.
And then he comes back and draws the dollar sign in the dirt next to him. Yep. It's just levels of petty that we have never seen before.
So you asked if I'd heard somebody trash or at least criticize somebody else's game or their career off the record all the time. That guy ain't this.
Right.
He doesn't want to do it. But on the record, the Bears signed a quarterback out of the CFL named Henry Burris, and he loved hearing himself talk. And during training camp, we said, "Oh, you know, an athletic quarterback, you know, just said to have a strong arm." And we brought up Chicago's own Donovan McNabb, and he's like, "Well, I think Donovan McNabb has a lot of aspects of his game that still need work."
This is when Donovan was at the top of his game,
like an MVP mm-hmm. level play, and I'm mm-hmm. like. What?
And compared himself, too.
You're Henry Burris?
You hadn't seen what he had to offer yet.
And then we saw it. And then away he went back to Canada. Sent him back to Canada.
They didn't send him back to Canada.
For three passes. They forcibly remanded him.
I will not let you rewrite the Henry Burris history.
I'm changing it to a private jet and him being...
Oh, at least he's flying private.
Yes,
you know, but
it was commissioned by the government to send him to Saskatchewan.
Has there ever been a worse run...
I don't know if it was in Saskatchewan.
...of quarterbacking? I know you're gonna say Browns. You know, people out there listening, they're gonna say Browns, but I'm talking about in like a 3 year span where it was Stewart, Burris, Krenzel, Hutchinson.
Oh, don't even get started. There's more in there.
Was that 3 years? It seemed like it was 3 or 4 years where
Quinn and
Jonathan Quinn, yeah.
Moreno.
Like even with the Cleveland stuff, you can find a couple, like, you know, the Kelly Holcomb year. You know, things like that, but you had guys who couldn't complete a forward pass.
Right.
Like,
you weren't even sure that they wanted to.
Chad Hutchinson was the baseball player, right?
Hutchinson was the state.
He was a Stanford quarterback.
And they won the Minnesota game. He threw for like 250 yards. Like, the Bears may have ever
stop talking like that.
Please. Stop using big voice guy's voice. And the answer is no. This segment was brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider. U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
This from the 630, I believe it was Pac-Man Jones, who didn't have a problem calling Terrell Pryor a bitch on the record. Not guys actually playing in the game. I'm talking about broadcasters or people out of the game going back and talking about other guys' careers. That you don't find that very often. And by the way, Adam Pac-Man Jones is not normal. Like Pac-Man,
right, that's
Jones, Pac-Man Jones is a guy who would probably say that about, you know, his cousin or uncle if you asked him. So that's not, you know. That's an outlier. That's not the norm.
Yeah, Pac-Man has never had any Fs to give, really, at any stage of his career. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm!
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
And sick.
It's that time where you're looking for the perfect gift for someone who has it all, and I've got it for you. And then when you hear about this perfect gift, you're going to want to get it for yourself as well. I know, because I know you have experienced this gift before, and I know what your reaction has been. I can tell you what my reaction is every time this massive box shows up from Omaha Steaks, and that is I'm thankful that I have a chest freezer downstairs to hold all this stuff, because it is a lot. And right now, for only $49.99 at Omaha Steaks, you can get the Family Gift Pack. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code DANB in the search bar, that is 75% off. And you probably have experience with Omaha Steaks before, so you know you are going to get the most flavorful and tender aged beef. It's aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving you this exclusive savings just for listening. This is everything that you will get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets. My kids love those. One Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and right now they're throwing in four additional kielbasas for free. So everything I just mentioned is $49.99. But you have to go to omahasteaks.com and enter Dan B in the search bar. It should take you right to it. And then you will get a 75% savings. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter Dan B. It is the gift.
Hey, what's going on? It's Mark Grody here, and I've got Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Ryan, with as many loans as you close, how can I put this? How are you still good at customer service?
You know, Mark, years ago when we started the Home Loan Expert, we knew that we had to make our customers priority number one. Lower rates and better loans is a given at thehomeloanexpert.com. Customer service is the huge bonus. If your current mortgage rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
CBS Tuesday in New Orleans. The party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning?
more real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
A little birdie told me that you...
No, it was a big bird named Lawrence. There's a little black bird named Lawrence. Don't little bird me. Get it done. I'm the dean of Get It Done University. Don't little bird me.
Yeah, I tried to keep my source to myself about the man bun exposing that had to happen from the Oklahoma City Thunder Bulls game.
Irrepressible Joe Cowley.
A little blackbird.
One of a kind. Yeah, this segment brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oaklawn.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. Great seats. Shout out to NBC Sports Chicago. Yeah,
terrific seats, man.
I'm sitting there watching the game, and I look over, and we were like right behind the OKC bench, which was great for me because I'm a big Russ guy, so I got to see him like interact with everyone. He's fun. Of course, they were playing the Bulls, and he didn't have to play much. I think he had a triple-double by the third quarter.
12-10-10 with 6 minutes left to go in the third.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I look over, and I'm like, all right, there's KC. Mm-hmm. See him. I see Vinny.
There's little Aaron Baines.
I'm like, why does Cowley, is that Cowley with a man bun? Yeah. And so I texted him. I was like, what's up with the man bun? And he goes, it's my midlife crisis. And then Fair enough. Went and sat with him. I that's what I said.
You get a muscle car, you know, less expensive than getting.
Maybe get yourself a chopper.
He's definitely heading in like Kid Rock territory. I saw, man.
Hey, God bless me. He can still rock it. He's got the hair to still rock it. Knock yourself out, man.
Jay, I tried to post something on Instagram, speaking of Predator. The scene where Bill Dukes is like in there with Carl Weathers. I was like, me and Jason right here. Here it is. And he's like, I see you.
Yeah. He's looking in my eyes.
He's like,
and then Carl Weathers gets his arm.
It's
blown
so great.
Off.
Yeah. And then it's like when he movie. Reaches over, like with the other arm.
Yeah, shooting at everything, not hitting a damn thing.
Yeah. All the flexing right. that is going on in that movie is unbelievable.
Oh, the homoerotic nature in which he and Arnold Schwarzenegger say hello to each other.
Yes, Dylan.
And then
you son of a That movie is so great.
It's awesome.
When you start, Carl Weathers is involved in two of the most homoerotic scenes
Beach running and Rocky.
Yes, the ball bouncing.
Rocky 3, beach running.
Yeah. Where he's trying really hard to run it in like third gear so that Sylvester Stallone can keep up.
But he's
up.
Making Top Gear faces as he's doing it, but clearly jogging.
And then
you've got the final moment between Iceman and Maverick. You can be my wingman anytime. And the big hug on the deck of the carrier.
You know what?
Carl Weathers wasn't in Top Gun.
He was in the background.
Yeah, no, somebody.
There was
any brothers in the Air Force at that time.
Yes, there were.
Who was the brother in there?
Which is the Theo from... Well, of course.
Yes, Theo from Die Hard.
Theo from Die Hard was in the movie. He was.
Oh, my
he was
God. His, the quarterback is toast.
He was
that guy.
His you Rio after Iceman killed Goose.
Oh, he did kill him. And Carl Weathers was in Action Jackson, where I was introduced to Vanity.
Vanity, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
What you got tonight, Lawrence?
Well, Shorty today. So it's funny because I was really enjoying transition today. And Jay, you were talking about watching these trash quarterbacks.
Oh, God.
They're out here.
Full of them, bro.
What's really interesting to me, and it's one of the things I want to get into tonight, is taking your break, taking the bye. And I'm curious, and we'll throw it out to the listeners, on whether people said, I'm good on football this weekend. There's some other stuff I wanted to do, and I did that. Or if they spent their time looking around the league. There were games that I wanted to watch and players that I wanted to watch, But overall, when it comes to like non-Bears football, I'm less inclined to watch. Now, last night I was on a plane, like coming back.
It's perfect.
But it was perfect for me because I wanted to watch Cuddy. And Cuddy
played well.
Was really good last night.
16 of his first 17 passes
completed. He was fantastic last night. But, you know, that Dolphins thing is, there's a lot
out of order.
There's a lot of bad. There's a lot of out of order. That thing's out of order. This whole damn courtroom.
Falcons.
The Buccaneers. I have been a Jameis is a fraud dude. Like, I don't quite.
You don't believe in him, huh?
No. I think he's got talent. I think that there's something.
Not right.
Not quite right about him.
Same thing that's not right with Cam Newton.
Possibly.
I'm not going to use the term you used off the air.
Huh? My favorite singer is Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. And Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And
her nickname is Riri.
I'm just saying that then with him, you had that like kind of con artist thing going on Hard Knocks where you get to see like, oh, well, Jameis. Remember the first episode of Hard Knocks? It was like he had a bad practice. And then it's like 4:30 in the morning and Jameis walks into the gym.
You don't believe that.
I believe he did it, but I'm not.
I didn't like
there was proof.
I didn't like the locker room pep talk stuff when guys are looking at him like, why are you by my locker?
Well, DeSean Jackson, when he did the eat the W thing, DeSean Jackson's like, what the hell is wrong with this fool? Just put the ball up and let me go get it.
That's all you got to do?
Yeah, after a while.
Did you see Alshon yesterday?
I saw him play. I didn't see him. Yeah.
He's doing work. Yeah. It was so great because I was envisioning.
He's got a quarterback to trust that he's going to go get it.
If Mitch had some of this with Alshon, where they move the pocket to the right, Alshon beats Tlaib up the sidelines, and I'm like, oh.
He must have really wanted out this city for some reason.
We told you that he didn't like it here.
But Philadelphia is a cold weather city, and it's a worse city than this city. So if all it is $14 million for 1 year, that means Alshon thought he was going to get more. You could have let him walk around the NFL free agency yard and come your ass back home for 2 years and $22 million.
That's what I thought was going to happen, that they would let him see that there wasn't as big of a market for him as he thought.
From?
But I'll say this, with the numbers that he's going to put up this year, he's going to get paid. Because I think
by then, probably.
He's probably
Wentz is going to be calling the shots here if he's not already.
He should be. He's good.
Yeah, yes.
He makes incredible throws. And he makes smart throws. He makes them on time. I'm impressed that Eagles team has got a little something. I was skeptical even through 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see that they actually have something going on.
I'll ask you what I asked Eric Edholm. In the NFC, if I give you the field or the Philadelphia Eagles, the best record at the end of the season, what you taking?
Best record?
Mm-hmm. Number one seed in the NFC.
I'll go Eagles.
Really?
Because I don't feel like the Rams can track them down.
What about Seahawks? Yeah, what about the Cowboys?
You didn't ask me. I would take field on principle.
Just
mathematical principle, sure, exactly, just because it's the NFL and going from mid-season.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an easy call, even if I think the Eagles are really good.
I think the Seahawks are very flawed.
But the Seahawks added the left tackle. And
they did.
Jason Peters not being with the Eagles is going to have to matter at some point.
Especially when
it gets cold and you got to protect that blind side and run the ball on that side.
Well,
too.
See, that's the thing. They don't really have anyone to run the ball. Rawls was supposed to be the guy. He's not the guy. And that happened quick. Yeah, he was just like, nope. Yeah, yeah. And Eddie Lacy's out there. It's terrible. By the way, the ESPN magazine profile on Eddie Lacy is really good and worth your time.
About what he had to do to drop weight and how he felt and what was going on.
And how people like come after him still. And it really, like,
he's a kid that fat shaming actually got to. Like, he's done things to his body trying to get down to the weight that he needed to get down to. And he said he's eating too much China food.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't call it Chinese food.
He calls it China food.
And everyone like hits him with that.
China food.
You get yourself a midday show with that kind of talk in this city. Just saying.
It's possible.
Make a song.
Wow. There it is.
Not Spiegel and Parkins. I was talking about the guy who wrote Caucasian Man. Don't do that, Tannehill. Chris is always trying to line me up. Don't do that out there. I was talking about North.
We thank our guests, Zach Zaidman, Eric Edholm, and Rich Campbell today.
All right, we want to thank our video coordinator, Brian Gertz.
Bill gets around Standard.
Look at him go! Impossible! Touchdown, Kansas City! How do they do that? seen that in my entire time in football. And I promise you, Jason Garrett hasn't either.
Quit yelling.
That was a terrific
play. It was really cool,
that
though.
That was a terrific play. What happened was they had the blocks, and then they underestimated how fast that guy is.
Yes.
That's like, what happened.
Hey, let's just get an angle.
Right. I had the angle, and now I don't.
Right. Yeah. And they're scoring now.
Right.
All right, EP, Nicky the Kid, Nick Szczepkowski.
All right, back with Ken Giles in the Astros clubhouse. Ken, this is nuts!
Yar! Every day, man. Every day we got to hear from Sparks. And the Sultan of Sound, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
I tried to take the high road, but I don't know the edges.
I'm sure you don't.
Nor it's do not you his GPS.
Nor do you have the vocabulary to find it either.
It is inept enough.
All right, for Dan, for Brian, for Nick, for Chris, I'm Jason. Thank you. This was fun today. We had a good time on a Bearsless Monday. You got Lawrence Holmes coming up. He's got a shorty. Make sure you stay tuned. And thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS. VITAS.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watched a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, start the week off big with big laughs on Man With a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man With a Plan, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three, four? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
What a joke
is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they say,